Tomorrow I get his heart nope.
Cool. Thanks.
Have you tried SMSing him?
No, I mean, I get in touch with him. And he says, I can't do it right now, I'm learning, I'll call you back. But he doesn't. So maybe now he's not.
Because again, if you can just get them, you know, if you just get them to bring it to my house, I'll bring it in.
Oh no, it's
because I'm in our
house. We're getting two complete sets. That's six books.
Not one. No problem with the car schleps them. I don't schlep.
Oh, then maybe I'll do that. Then if
you're the car.
Because so far I haven't started learning with Herbie because I was waiting to get a hold of the he wants to do it over the phone and he needs another.
Okay. Never stop. Okay, let's see what we have.
Did he get his operation yet?
No, it's coming up soon.
I know.
He feels better.
He's a little different now that you're over here.
It's the profile pic.
The profile.
Racial profile.
So the first thing we want to do is open up here to Zvachim. Of Zion Amud Beis. That's where we want to start. So the Mishnah says on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Hashoker es Hazevach. Chav Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom. Hashoker es Hazevach. And his machshava was Lizrok Domo Bachutz. So you know that there's an Iser of Chutz, which means he can't take the Dam out of the Azorah. He had in mind that at the time of the Shechita that his Rika would be Chutz LaZorah. Now at this point we're assuming that the word Domo means the entire volume of the Dam that's in the Kli Shoreis. Then the Mishnah goes on to tell me that it doesn't have to be the entire volume of Dam. O Miktas Domo Bachutz. And we'll soon see that Miktas Domo refers to a Kizayis worth of Dam. Lahakter Emurov Bachutz. Now we have another case of a Machsheves Chutz. And that's going to be the case of a Murim. That once again he's going to be mocked to the Emurim Chutz. Lazara. These are the Avarim of the Karba that usually are brought on the Mizbeach. Or the Mishnah goes on to say, Miktas Emurov Bachutz. Even if his Machshava is on less than the entire volume of Emurim that have to be brought on the Mizbeach. Again, we need at least a minimum of what? A Kizayis in order to be a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano. And in all these cases, the Mishnah paskins that the carbon is possible. We have the third case of chutz. Again, all this is what we call chutz limkomo. Or kezayis mipsoro bachutz. Now we're talking about achilas habasa. Lechol besoro bachutz or kezayis mipsoro bachutz. Whether it's machshava is to eat all the basar outside of the azara, or to eat only a kezayis worth of basar outside of the azara, nevertheless the karban is pasul. And the Rashash here is wondering why is it that the Mishnah chose to mention kezayis when it got to achilas basar, actually. The requirement of a minimum of achilas basa of achilas kezayis applies not just to achila, but it also applies to haktara. And yet, the Mishnah instead, when it gets to haktara, it only uses this kind of a vague term, which is called miktas. It doesn't say kezayis. So the Rashash says, and maybe we'll get a chance to see where he got this from, that the original source for the halacha of a murim, meaning that there's a psul in a murim, if he has the wrong machshav in a murim, and a machshav of chutz, is from achilas habasar. And we have a hekesh between what's called achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, that just like in the case of achilas adam, there's halacha of machshava haposelos bechutz, if he has a machshava to eat the basar outside of the asar, so too in the case of haktorasi murim, by virtue of this hekesh, if he has a machshava to be makta the murim bachutz, he passes the karbon. And we go a step further and we say that just like in achilu, which is your paradigm case, the achilu has to require a minimum of a kezayis, so too in the case of haktorah seimurim, we require the minimum of kezayis. So the Mishnah starts with haktorah seimurim and ends with achilu sabbasar. It starts with the nilmad and then gets up to the Malamed. The Malamed is Achilas Basar. So since the Halach of Kezayis is a derivative of Achilas Adam, therefore the Mishnah specifies Kezayis in the case of Achilas Adam. It's just a technical rule to explain the style of the Mishnah. Now I want to open up a Gemara in Menachos with you, and that Gemara is on Daf Yud Zayin. Yitzayin Amin Beis. I'll tell you in a minute where on Daf Yitzayin Amin Beis it is. The Gemara there is talking about what's called a Machsheves Pigul. You know, until now, here in Zvachim, we were talking about Chutzim Kamo. Chutzim Kamo passes the carbon, but it doesn't generate Pigul. That's why the Mishnah goes out of its way at the end to say the Einbo Kares. But the Gemara in Menachos is addressing the case of Pigul, which means Chutz Lizmano. So he has in mind Lamochar. And in the Gemara here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara wants to know at what point, if his Machshava was Chutz Lizmano in Haktaras Imurim, what is the minimum shear of Imurim that you're required to have in this Machshava in order for it to be Mefagel the Karbon? And the Gemara answers that it's a Kezayis. And the Gemara explains that how do we know that as far as Haktaras Imurim, the minimum shear for a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano that generates Pigel is a Kezayis? And the Gemara derives that from the case of Pigel in Achila, that in Achila itself, the Torah says that the Machshav of Chutz Lizmano that I'll eat the basa tomorrow is a mafagelis only if I declare that the amount of basa I'm going to eat tomorrow is what? Is a kezayis. That's the minimum for a Machshav of mafagelis in Achila of Chutz Lizmano. So too, we're going to derive the same conclusion as far as what? As far as Haktaras Eimurim is concerned, and you'll see this on line 3 on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, let's just see the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Ma Achila B'Kezayis, Af Haktara B'Kezayis. That just like in the case of a Machshava of Pigul, when we talk about the minimum shear for achila, his intention has to be to eat a volume of a kezayis tomorrow, meaning chutz lizmano. So too, in the case of haktara, the minimum shear is going to be a kezayis. That's what we have here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So again, the Rashash wants to suggest, based on that Gemara, that perhaps, therefore, the Mishnah mentions Kezayis in the case of Achilas Adam rather than in the case of Haktaras Eimurim, which is Achilas Mizbeach, since it's derived from that. Okay. Having said that, let's open up to Menachos Daf Chavav Amud Beis. That's going to be a major sugya for today.
When you say Chutz Lizmano,
yeah,
does that always have to mean after the Zmano? Couldn't it mean before if he wants to be Makhtir before the Zrikas Sad? Is that Chutz Lizmano also?
Well, again, we're talking about Haktara or are we talking about Achila?
No, I'm talking
Yeah. What does he have in mind? He has in mind the Achilles Basa or the Akhtar Simur? Just so I know
it, it doesn't matter, either one, because of the same question.
But give me one case, okay, so just so that, you know, make it life easy.
Okay, the Akhtar.
So he wants to do the Akhtar Simur tomorrow and not today. That was his mashal.
No, that's Basha. Right. Okay. So I was saying, what if he wants to do it before the Zerika?
Before the Zerika.
Because that's Chutz Lizmano.
You mean to say he wants to do too early, not too
that's
late,
right,
but too
exactly,
early.
Exactly.
I never heard that that's Pigel. Do you know that that's
Pigel? I'm asking.
No, I don't think that's Pigel. Pigel has to be Lamachar, you know. That
okay,
he,
so it's, that's right. By definition.
That's right? By definition.
Okay, good. That's all I
know. Okay. Now, so what have we seen so far? We saw the Mishnah in Zvachim Adaf Chav Zayinam in Beis. We saw the Gemara Menachas on Daf Yud Zayinam in Beis. And now we want to take a look at a Mishnah in Menachas on Daf Yud Aleph on in Beis. We'll get to Chavav a little bit later on. So let's take a look at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on in Beis. You'll see it on the bottom of the daf. Okay. So now we're talking about Machshava Poseles in Mincha. And the Mishnah establishes the following. HaKometz Es HaMincha Lechol Shiareha Bachutz. So now when we have, in the case of Mincha, we have what's called Achilas Shiori Mincha. So part of the Mincha goes on to the Mizbeach for Akhtorah. Part of it is Nechal Zichrei Kahuna. And he had in mind at the time of the Kmitza that this Mincha, the Shiorim of this Mincha, would be eaten Chutz. Chutz means Chutzim Komo, outside of the Azor. Oh, Kizayis Mishiareh Bachutz, almost the exact same style of the Mishnah that we saw here in Zvachim. I mean, the only difference is we're substituting Mincha for Zevach. So in both cases, we're talking about a Machshav of Chutz on either the entire, in the case of Zvachim, the entire Dam, or in the case of a Mincha on the entire Shiari Mincha, or Kizayis, meaning only a part of the Zevach, or here only a part of the Shiari Mincha, is that's enough to set up a Machsheves Chutz, and it would passel the Mincha. Now we get to Akhtaras HaMincha. In the case of Mincha, which part of the Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach? That's called the Kometz. So if he has a machshava lahakdir kumtza bachutz, or kizayis kumtza bachutz, so that's half the story. And you know that a mincha is made up of two parts. It's the kometz and the levona. And now the Mishnah goes on to say that in this case of haktara bachutz, because the Levona is not a Nechal, it's not Roy L'Achila, so we're not talking about the, you know, if you're talking about Achila Bachutz, Chutzim Komo, outside the Azor, then you're talking about the Kometz, because that's made of flour. If you're talking about Levona Bachutz, then you're only talking about Haktara. So whereas the Mincha could have both Haktara and Achila, in the case of Levona, it's pure Haktara. So the Mishnah goes on to say, O lahaktir, if he has in mind, lahaktir levonosa bachutz, that he's going to take the levona and he's going to eat it outside of the chotzer, in all the above cases, possible b'ein bo kares. And now the Mishnah says, at what point would there be a chiv kares? If he has in mind, lechol shiareha lemachar, so he's going to eat the shirayim of the mincha tomorrow, that's chutz zmano, O kizayis mishiarel machar, a kizayis worth of the shirayim, he's going to eat chutz l'zmano. Or lahakdir kumtza l'machar, he's going to be makdir the kometz tomorrow. Or kizayis mikumtza l'machar, or lahakdir levona l'machar. And in all these cases, the Mishnah says that it is pigul. That's the Mishnah is now on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Pigul v'chayovim aleha karis. Zaklal. The Mishnah summarizes the whole thing in one fell swoop. Kol hakometz. In the case of kmitza, what he has to do is the Mishnah goes through the entire process, the procedure for mincha, and then it says the following. That if it's lechol, dover shedarko lechol, if he has the wrong machshava for the kometz which is meant to be eaten, or lahaktir, dover shedarko lahaktir, has a machshava on that which has to be burnt on the mizbeach, chutzlim kovo posel v'yen bokores, chutzuzmano pigul v'chayovin aleha kores. So we now have a Mishnah in Menachos. That's not bad to learn a Mishnah in Menachos. Okay, we're jumping ahead of ourselves to Menachos already, right? But the Mishnah in Menachos is just a mirror image of our Mishnah in Zvachim. I mean, the same rules and regulations apply. The only difference is that in the case of a mincha, you have something called the Levona, and that part is ma'akev. It's absolutely necessary. A machshava poselis and levona would be only as far as zriko, excuse me, as far as haktara chutzuzmano or chutzum komo. Whereas in zvachim or in menachos, as far as the kmitz is concerned, we even have a machshava chutzuzmano chutzum komo on the achila's adam, because the shirayim mincha are eaten, and in the case of zvachim, we have all the different dinim about who and when you're allowed to eat the boss of the carbon. So therefore, you can have an additional machshava poseles if he has in mind to eat the basar, chutzim zmano or chutzim komo, or in the case of kmitza, the shiori amincha, chutzim zmano, chutzim komo. And a levona, which is not roi lachilo, we don't have these machshavas of chutzim zmano, chutzim komo. One thing seems to be absolutely clear straight across the board, that the minimum shear for these machshavos has got to be a kezayis. And that's the halach that I want to study with you today. Now, let's take a look in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis. Now, if you have the Nefesh HaRav, he quotes the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis verbatim, so that we don't have to bother with photocopying the Pirush HaMishnayis, because I'm trying to save myself that particular headache. So if you take a look on page Kuf Chav Zayin, which is the book, the volume of the book that you should have in front of you, Kuf Chav Zayin, 127.
In the
Nefesh Tovah, just because he's going to save me the hassle of photocopying the Rambam. Okay. 127, you have it?
I don't have numbers. Almost.
Let me know when you have it. So,
which O's is that supposed to be?
This would be O's Kuf Yud Dalet, I believe. I think, I don't know, I'm not sure which O's. I think it should be Kuf Yud.
In this version, it's Kuf Lamed.
You know what, I think I may have made a mistake on the page. Oh, yeah. Kuf, you have page Kuf Chav Zayin? Just tell me if you open up to page Kuf Chav Zayin.
Yes. How does the paragraph end?
So that's what I was just about to say. If you have page Kuf Chav Zayin, you should have a paragraph that starts V'hine Posak HaRama.
Yes.
So are we all on the same page?
No, Kuf Chav Zayin.
Yeah, I meant to say Kuf Chav Zayin. I even meant to say 127.
That's Kuf Yud Bet. Os
Kuf Yud Bet.
Oh, excellent. Now it's Os Kuf Yud Bet. See, we have to decide whether we use page numbers, whether we use Osios numbers. We'll Well, shifted one way or the other.
Well,
no, what I did was when I prepared this page for you, I took out your volume, not my volume. That's why it says Kukhov Zion. See? I'm getting very sophisticated.
It's Chuslin Kova.
So in my volume that I'm looking at, it's on page Kuf Chav Dalet, but that's not relevant to you. Okay then?
Music,
are we ready to go?
Vehine.
Vehine, we're ready to go. Hine is usually a lashon of besimcha with eagerness. Now, in this paragraph, Vehine, we start with the Rambam in Hilchas Psui HaMukdashim, and then we go on to the Rambam in Pirushim Mishnayis in the first parak of Menachos. And you'll see very quickly how the two supplement each other. This is the Rambam, very consistent. The Rambam wants to know about a chatzi zayis. We've been discussing the case of a kezayis. So a machshava, for example, in Zvachim, of a chatzi zayis would not passel the karbon. Whether it's chutzus mano, whether it's chutzum komo, whether it's a chatzi zayis of this karbon, a chatzi zayis of that, if it's a chatzi zayis of the basar, a chatzi zayis of the emurim, faktara, forget it. There's no discussion about a chatzi zayis. Where does discussion of a chatzi zayis show up on the screen, on the radar screen, that there's a possibility of passing the karbon with the machshava of chutzus mano, chutzum komo on a chatzi zayis? That's only in a mincha. Why? Because a mincha has two avodos. What are the two avodos of a mincha? There's the kometz and the levona. So the Rambam wants to know what happens if he has in mind that he's going to eat. Well, let's talk about akhtar because we want to get in levona into the picture. So he wants to be maktir a half a zayis of the kometz, chutzus mano or chutzum komo, and a half a zayis of the levona chutzum komo chutzus mano. If I say levona, by the way, instead of levona, it's only because At 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'm giving a shir on the Levana, on the moon. I'm not going to be on the moon, it's about the moon. Okay. The question is, during 40 years in the Midbar, did they see the moon? Because, you know, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh, and for that you have to see the moon. Anyway, so that's for my Canadian group. So, you know, just make sure I say Levana, so, you know, it's a spice, you know, it's not a spice and not the moon. Okay, Levana. So the Rambam writes the following: Choshev lahakter kechatzi zayis min hakometz ukechatzi zayis min halevona harei elu mitztarfen. Very interesting. Harei elu mitztarfen.
Mitztarfen to what?
To a shear of a kezayis, and therefore it's going to passel the karbon. Or in the case of chutzus mano, it's going to be mafagel the karbon with a chiyuv kares. You know, the Rambam is saying that basically, when you talk about haktoras Hakometz and Haktoras Halavona, don't separate them into two elements. They really combine into one element. You see, in Zvachim we can't do such a thing. That's why I told you before, the Shir of a Kezayis is written in stone and it knows no toleration for less than a Kezayis with regard to Zvachim. But it's a very interesting curveball here that with regard to Menachos, because you have a combination and integration of both the kometz and the levona, you can have a possibility of integrating a chatzi zayis with a chatzi zayis. I'll give you an example. In Macholos Asuros, it could very well be that if you eat a half a zayis of nevela and a half a zayis of bosa b'cholov, they're not mitztarfin. But if you eat a half a zayis in the veil and then you eat another half a zayis in the veil, we can join them too and integrate them to form a kezayis. Now, how do we define kometz and levona? So before I saw this Rambam, I would have said kometz and levona, two separate avodos. And it's like combining, what shall I say, a chatzi zayis of the veil with a chatzi zayis of basa b'cholav. But the Rambam thinks otherwise. But what's fascinating is that in this context, the Rambam really gets into a discussion or an analysis, if you will, about the Levona. And he says the following. What is the basis that underlies this premise that you can have a tziruf between the kometz and the Levona? The Rambam feels compelled to justify this chidush because the Rambam admits that it's a chidush. And he says the following: Shehalavona im hakometz. When you talk about both Lavona together with the Kometz, as far as the Minchas is concerned, it's all parallel to Imurim Lezevach. In other words, just like in the case of a Zevach, you burn on the Mizbeach the Imurim, right? That's the part of Haktorah that the Mizbeach gets. That's the, you know, the Mizbeach demands its share. So too, with regard to a Korban Mincha, the Mizbeach demands its share. The Haktorah is going to be, but in this case, A plus B. It's going to be both Kometz and Lavona. But it's all basically Haktorah Sayimurim. Do you follow what the Rambam is saying over here? That just like in the case of a Zevach, you have what's called Haktorah Sayimurim, and any different parts or limbs of the animal that's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, they could all be mitzarif to the Shear of Kizayas. As far as the Achilles Mizbeach is concerned, so you have Achilles Mizbeach and Menachos as well. The Achilles Mizbeach and Menachos, says the Rambam, is parallel to Haktorah Seimurim in the case of Zvachim, and what's unique about the Eimurim, so to speak, I don't mean it literally, in Menachos, is that here it's made up of two different elements. It's made up of the Mincha and the Kometz and the Lavona, but the both together form one entity called Eimurim. Lefichach, therefore, im chashav lahakdir kizayis min ha-Lavona chutz lizmano ha-reizeh pigul. The Rambam says it doesn't matter now whether or not your machshava, in this case of pigul, machshava chutz lizmano, is totally exclusively on the Kometz or it's totally exclusively on the Lavona, because again, we're talking about a machsheves pigul of chutz lizmano on the Imurim. And what are the Imurim? Again, when I use the word Imurim, you put inverted commas around, right? What are the Imurim of a Korban Mincha? It's the combination of a Kometz, which is flour, and Lavona, which is a kind of a spice. And all that forms the Imurim as one entity. And if he has a kizayis worth of Imurim in his machshav of chutz lizmano, that creates pigul, and that could be either on the Kometz or on the Lavona. If on the other hand he has a chatzizayis on the Kometz, he could complete or supplement that machshav with a chatzizayis on the Lavona. That's the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, Perek Yudal Milchus Psula Mekdoshim. Let's see if the Rambam himself could embellish this in his commentary on the Mishnah. We're going back in the time machine by 30 years. You know, the Rambam was about 30 years old when he wrote his commentary on the Mishnah. He was very young, a very young man. So whenever you read the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, which is written in Arabic, and it's translated into many different languages, but primarily into Hebrew, so you're always in the spoil how much he knew at the age of 30. I mean, he was really a young man. 30 years later, approximately, he wrote the Mishneh Torah. That's his magnum opus. In any event, let's see how he presents this in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, at the beginning of Menachos, wants to create a parallel between Menachos and Zvachim. Sort of like a mirror image in which various parts of the Avoda correspond in the case of Menachos to the Avoda of the Zvachim. And he sets up the following mirror image. He says that Haktoras Kometz Ulavona Havik Mo Zrikas Adam. He says Hakometz Valavona Atzmam Kemo Hadam Vehaimurim Bazevach. Right, there are two elements here to the mizbeach as far as vachim are concerned. Number one, the dam, you have to get the dam onto the mizbeach. Number two, you have to get the emurim onto the mizbeach. The parallel in Menachos, where there is no dam and there are no emurim, is the kometz and the lavona. The kometz and the lavona is that which we feed, so to speak, if you pardon that term, to the mizbeach. Just like in the case of Zvachim, what do we feed to the Mizbeach, Rabosai? The Dam and the Murim, so too the Rambam says in the case of Menachos, what do we feed to the Mizbeach? The Kometz and the Lavona. And he says that together forms the entity of what we feed to the Mizbeach. The Achilles Mizbeach is going to be made up of these two parts that integrate to form one whole. And therefore, the Rambam says there's a machshavas pigul in the case of Kometz and Levona as one entity, to substitute, or shall we say, to parallel or mirror image the Haktaras Yimurim in the case of Zvachim.
You have to have that in mind, both of them.
Oh, so what does he have in mind? Either he has in mind one of the two with the Kezias, meaning either the Kometz or the Levona with the Kezias, or he can combine them and have a Machshava of Chutzis Mano on half of the Kezias of the Mincha, and half, I'm sorry, of the Kometz, and half a Kezias of the Levona.
Is this work in reverse also in the Yemurim? What if he doesn't, leaves out one of the types of Yemurim? I mean, they're made for several different things.
Right, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have every last Yemurim. What he has to have is a Kezias worth of the Yemurim.
Okay.
So if he had in his mind half Kezias of only one of them, then that's not good.
That's not a Machshava Poselos. That doesn't register at all.
If he had Kezias of only one?
Only one.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay in the case of Kometz and Levona, or part of the Yemurim in the case of a Zema. Oh, so what was Reb Chaim's problem with the Rambam? He had the following problem. Why does the Rambam put all his emphasis on the Emurim categorization? Meaning, he subcategorizes the Levona plus, the Kometz plus Levona under Emurim in terms of his mirror imaging here, if you follow what I mean. Is that clear?
Yes.
Frechter, Chaim, I don't understand. When it comes to Zvachim, you can have a Machsheves Pigul not only on the Emurim, but you could have a Machsheves Pigul on the Zrikas Adam as well. Why couldn't the Rambam establish that in the case of a Mincha, meaning in the case of Kometz plus Levona, his Machshava is considered a Machshava Poseles under the category of Zrikas Adam? Remember that we feed the Mizbech in the case of Zvachim two things. We give the Mizbech Dam, and we give the Mizbech the Emurim. Now, in the case of a Mincha, we give the Mizbech the combination of Kometz plus Levona. Why not consider that as a parallel to Dam? Let's read Reb Chaim inside. Reb Chaim says the following: Lomali la Rambam tam de chashivake murim. Why does the Rambam have to classify the Kometz Levona combination as imurim? By efshal afagel al torsi murim mishum de maisa haktora habikemaisis rikas adam. Why not say that the haktoras Levona, again, when I say Levona, what I meant is Kometz Levona, is considered a maisa of zrikas adam? And there is pigul on a machshava al zrika. So let's say, for example, at the time of the shkita, he has in mind to be zorek the dam tomorrow. Then it becomes pigul. This, you may recall, is a sugya in Menachos, in Zvachim, in the first parak of Zvachim, on daf tesam and aleph. A machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about machashvim me'avoda la'avoda. I'm not sure if that sounds familiar to you, but let's go with Rabbi Yochanan's shita for our purposes. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if at the time of the shkita he has a machshava on the zrika, which will be chutzis mano, that itself generates pigul. Reish Lakish only has a problem with that, because who says that at the time of Shechita he could have a machshav about the Zrika, two different avodos? But okay, that's a technical glitch which Reish Lakish is going to have to work out. He's going to have to iron out that glitch. But let's go with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan simply says that a machshava during Shechita for Zrika is a machshava poselis. So if at the time of the Shechita he had a machshava poselis of what? Of Zrika Chutz Lizmano, that's called Pigul. Again, Rabbi Yochanan took it a step further. You may recall it. He says that even if he has a machshav of Shalo Lishma, meaning for Shinui Kodesh, at the time of the Shechita for the Zrika, so he's doing the Shechita Lishma for the sake of an Ola, but he says, I want to do the Zrika for the sake of a Shlamim, So Rabbi Yochanan says even that passels the carbon. Well, when I say passels the carbon, I mean it's mafkir the ritzi of the carbon. So there is such a thing, getting back to Pigel, of a machsheves Pigel on the Zrika, that the Zrika should be chutz lizmano, which means l'machar. And now when you talk about classifying and defining a machsheves Pigel chutz lizmano in the case of an achos, then simply, says Reb Chaim, we could have said that if he has in mind that the Kometz and the Lavona should be brought on the Mizbeach tomorrow, that's equivalent to having the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach tomorrow. And that should generate Pigul, Pitoras, Zrika. What I mean by Zrika is, if the Rambam has to choose his system of classification for Menachos, he has two choices. He could have chosen to classify Kometz and Mincha on the Mizbeach as Zrikas Adam, but instead the Rambam for some reason chooses and prefers classifying Kometz and Levona as what? As Haktoras HaYimurim. Why does he choose Haktoras HaYimurim? Umilosh and Rambam Shekosav the Kevish HaKometz KeYimurim Lefichach Mefagel Bohem. The Rambam's language is that Kometz equals HaYimurim if you follow the mirror image between Menachos and Zvachim, is therefore mafaglim bohem. Mashma, it seems from the Rambam, lulei zef, if not for the fact that the Kometz and the Lavona are called Imurim, there would be no possibility of justifying Pigel, a Machsheves Pigel, in Menachos. Why is that so? Tepeklei mitam, why not assume that it should be like Zrikas Adam, just like we have a Machsheves Pigel in Zrikas Adam? So too in the Haktorah of the Menachos, I mean there's no Zrikas Adam in Menachos, but the Haktorah of the Kometz / Lavona should be considered like Zrikas Adam. So Reb Chaim took this diuk in the Rambam very far. And in the next paragraph you see Ubir Agrach, he says the following, the Kevon de Pigel be Avoda Zrika whom he did Avoda Sheba v'tzor sheyakshov al kol Avoda in Canaan Bola Fagel Midin Avoda Saktora Hoyat Sarech Lakshaval Kola Komets Valavona Kadela Fagel. Let me just try to summarize Reb Chaim in my own humble language. Reb Chaim is asking the following question. The Rambam establishes, and it's based on the mission that we saw, that in Menachos, you could have a Machshava Poselis, a Machshava Mefagelis, on a Kezias. And what bothered the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, was that a Kezias is called an Achila, but it's not called an Avoda. The Avoda that the Kohen is obligated, is required to do, in the case of, let's say, Mincha, where he's Maktir on the Mizbeach, a combination of Kometz and Lavona, that Avoda requires both Kometz and Lavona. Meaning, if the Kohen would stop midway, let's say he was Makdir from this Mincha, a Kezias' worth of the Kometz, but he hasn't done any sort of Haktara on the Lavona, or maybe even on the balance of the Kometz, okay, we'll have to see about that, then his Avoda has not completed itself. So he's still in the middle of an Avoda. And the Rambam was bothered by this because the Rambam wanted to know, where does Kezias come in here? Kezias does not constitute an Avoda. The Avoda requires the Kohen to go beyond this. However, there's something called Haktaras HaYimurim. And within the context of Haktaras HaYimurim, the Rambam presents the following thesis, that Haktaras HaYimurim means Achilas HaMizbeach. Now we're introducing a whole new concept. We went from Avoda to Achila. Are you with me on that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Meaning, when we spoke about Avoda, then we required that he go all the way, so to speak. You know, it's like in football, you can't stop at the 50-yard line. You know, you got to get to the field goal. And a field goal, in the case of an ophos, means the Levona, the Kovitz and the Levona, all have to be subject to Akhtar al-Gabi Mizbeah. So if you ask me when the Kohen is completed his Avodah, it's only at the end of this long process, at the end of the road. But now we want to introduce a whole new concept called Achila. Within the context of Achila, what shear, what volume now becomes relevant, now appears on the screen, on the radar screen? Kizayis. With regard to Avodah, Kizayis is completely left out. Because Avodah means the whole Gantz Avodah. I'll give you an example. Again, I don't want to confuse you, but just, John, you'll follow this very well. I'm giving you the following example. Let's say, in Ktores, Haktores, Haktores, on Yom HaKippurim, does anybody remember how much he has to do?
Velo Chafna.
So the Rambam says that a Zar, who's high of Misa Bidei Shamayim for absconding with the Avodah of the Kohen, in this case the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur, he won't be high of Faktoras HaKizayis, he'll only be high of Faktoras Melo Chafnov. That's the Rambam Shiva. He'll just be a Isurim Mizbeah. And we don't have time to go through that, but so Rav Soloveitchik told us that the reason why the Rambam says that a Kizayis won't do in order to generate a Chiyuv Misa for the Zar is because the Zar is Chai for Avodah. You can call Haktar al Gabi Mizbeach a Kizayis worth of Haktar. That can be called a Haktar, but it's not called an Avodah. The Avodah in this case requires that he do a full Malei Chafta. Okay, just don't fetishkach. I don't want to confuse you, but put that in a little box, sort of in the back of your mind. But all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to differentiate between two concepts. One concept is avodah. That's more on the Kohen, you know, from his perspective to fulfill his requirement and his obligation to make sure the carbon is brought on his back in dasum kedin, right? And for that, he needs to do a Shkita, he needs to do a Kabbalah Saddam, and he needs to do a Zrika Saddam, all that from beginning to end, from soup to nuts. But if you're talking about a Mincha, and you want to know what's the Avodah of the Korban of Mincha, it means a combination of what? Of Kometz and Levona. That's my abstract, you know, again, I'm looking at the same thing, but the question is from what perspective? So the Mitzvah, the reality and the physicality hasn't changed. What I'm watching the Kohen do is, I'm watching the Kohen take the Kometz and the Levona and put it on the fire on the Mizbeach. The question is, what am I seeing in front of my eyes? And the answer is twofold. On the one hand, I'm seeing the Kohen fulfill his Avodah, so that the Mincha is a Mincha Kshera, Kidasu Kidin. But at the same time, I'm seeing the Kohen feed the Mizbeach, meaning Haktara. Forget about Avodah, let's talk about Haktara. Haktorah is Achilas Mizbeach. We're using those terms interchangeably. Here's where the difference comes. What do we have a right to introduce into this whole picture if we substitute for Avodah Achilas Mizbeach, meaning Haktorah? What's the answer of Osai? Kizayis. Excellent. Whereas in Hilchas Avodah, Kizayis won't do. Like again, in the case of Haktoris, Haktoris on his bath, Hapnimi on Yom HaKippurim, which is, you know, the very exciting Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, you need Melo Chachnov, you know, Kizayis won't do. But that's called the Avodah. If the Zar usurps the Avodah and he implements the Avodah in the place of the Kohen, in this case, the place of the Kohen Gadol, he's Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. Why? Because he took a Melo Chachnov, right? That's called Avodah. So forget about Kizayis. Kizayis goes down the tubes. It's irrelevant when you talk about Avodah. However, we're looking at the same act of the Kohen, but not from the perspective of the Kohen, but from the perspective of the Mizbeach. Now it's called what? Not Avodah, but Haktorah. Okay, Haktorah, meaning what am I burning on the Mizbeach? You could also call it Achila. Here's where the concept of Kizayis plays a role. So the Rambam was faced with the following issue. He didn't understand how is it that in Machsheves Pikul, in the case of a Mincha, we can apply the principle of Kizayis, that a Machsheves Pikul would, on a Kizayis worth, would generate Pigel and Chiyuv Karis and the whole bit. Because, so what? He did a Kezias? He had in mind the Kezias of HaKetorah for the Mincha? I mean, that's not an Avoda. What do you mean, a Kezias worth is an Avoda? That's like a Kezias worth of Ketores. You know, you need a full Levona, I mean, Kovitz plus Levona. So that's why the Rambam wanted to introduce HaKetoras Imurim into this equation. You remember that the Rambam was setting up a kind of a mirror image. He was lining up all the activities and the akrova of mincha, line it up against the backdrop of the zvachim. And the Rambam insists that we're going to take haktoras alavona, haktoras hakometz alavona, and we're going to parallel it to what in zvachim. Haktaras Imurim. Does everybody have that? I should have charted this out for you on the whiteboard. Haktaras Imurim. So Reb Chaim was wondering, why Haktaras Imurim? Why not call it Zrikas Adam? The answer is that when you talk about Pigel of Zrikas Adam, you're talking about Achilas HaMizbeach. You're talking about feeding the Mizbeach the Dam, so to speak. And now you can have Machshavas Pigel if the Zrika is going to be Chutz Zvano. But that's not going to help me to solve the Rambam's problem, because the Rambam's problem is a problem in Menachos. And the Rambam wants to know, where do you get the shear of Achila from in Menachos? You can't tell me you borrow it from Zrikas Adam. It's true that the Rambam would agree in theory you could classify and describe Haktoras HaLevona, when I say Levona I mean Komet / Levona, as Zrikas Adam. But then you're not going to justify the fact that in Machshavas Pigel, you could have Machshavas Pigel in Levona on a Kezias worth. Where does Kezias come in? Zrikas Adam, there's no shaklus of Kezias here. So therefore, the Rambam plugs in Haktaras Emurim. Haktaras Emurim is already Achilas Mizbeach. And once Haktaras Emurim is Achilas Mizbeach, what do I have a right to introduce? Kezias. And therefore, if I'm going to look at the action of the Kohen when he's being mocked at the Ekovim Lazer, the Kometz and the Levona of a Mincha on the Mizbeach, don't look at it from the perspective of an Avoda, like Zrika in the case of Zvachim, but look at it from the perspective of Haktaras Emurim, Haktaras Emurim, i.e. Achilas Mizbeach. Then you have a right to introduce a Machshavas Pigel of what? Of a Kezias. Because an Achilas Mizbeach. Wait, just give me. Just okay. Let me just see if I can round this up and come out with something that makes some sense. And he says the following. Right? I lost the page for a second. Just give me a second. Ubir Agrach. Okay? And I assume this is on page Kuf Samach Zayin in your book. I'm sorry, Kuf Chav Zayin. I'm interested. Oh, you're already up to Kuf Chav Chet. Okay, fine. I'm still stuck on Kuf Chav Dal. Ubir Agrach al pi darko dekeman de pigul bi avodas azrika whom he did avodah shabah. Again, you have to underline those words. Rav Chaim was convinced that pigul in zrika is not a halach of achilus mizbeach, but rather it's a halach in avoda. Zrika is an avoda, and you could have a pigul. You could have pigul on a machshavas avoda. So imagine if the Kohen says at the time of Kabbalah Saddam that he's going to do the halacha Saddam tomorrow, chutzuzmano, that would be pigul. If he has in mind at the time of the shechita, for example, that he'll do any of the avodas chutzuzmano, including zrika, that's called pigul. Why? Because there's a halacha of pigul in avoda. Oh, now the Rambam has a problem. Why? Because if you assume that pigul is on the avoda, then where's kezias? And then apply that to the case of mincha. So that means that you have in mind to do the avoda of the kmitza, of the aktaris of the kometz, or the levona tomorrow. So if it's midin avoda, I'm in trouble, because if it's midin avoda, we're going to need the entire avoda from soup to nuts, as we said before, from A to Z. and that's gonna exclude a machsheves pigel on a kezias. So the Rambam has this problem because, you know, on the one hand, the classical case of or the context of zrika in pigel means zrika b'toras avoda. If we're gonna apply that to the haktoras komet slash Levona in Menachos, then we're going to call it an avoda of chutz lizmano, which is going to generate pigul like zrika in zvachim of chutz lizmano. Then we're in trouble. Why? Because then we're going to require a full avoda. What's the full avoda in Menachos? The entire kometz plus Levona. You're not going to have any room for a chiddush, as the Mishnah formulates, that you could have a machsheves pigul on a kezias worth. Im kaden bol afagel be din avoda hay tsarach lachshov, he should have a machshov of chutz zmano al kol hakometz ve halavona kedei lafagel v'zeu shekos v'rambam, that what? That the equation here, or the categorization if you will, of kometz and lavona is not going to be zrika, right? Zrika sadam, but rather it will be haktar seimurim. Ah, says the Rambam, kevan de kometz ulevona havi ki what? Ki aktora saimurim. It's not just like zrika sadam as an avoda, but moreover, it's like aktora saimurim agavi mizbeach. Lohachi, therefore, sagi sheyakshov. What does the word sagi mean?
It's good enough.
It's enough? You know, it's a funny language here. When usually if I say it's good enough, I mean litova. Here I mean it's good enough lera. It's good enough. Sheikhashiv al Kazayas mehen, he thinks about a kezias of the kometz or the levona, chutzus mano, ubahachi avi achilis mizbeach, and what generates pigul is a machsheves chutzus mano on achilis mizbeach. In other words, Reb Chaim is laying down the following two categories of machsheves pigul. There's a machsheves pigul on avoda, chutzus mano. There's a machsheves pigul on achila, chutzus mano, which means either achilis odom or achilas Mizbeach. In the case of Haktoras, Kometz Levona V'mincha Chutz Zmano as Pigul, we're not operating with an Avoda,
right. But
we're operating with a Pigul on the Achila. And what's the Afkamina? Whether you can introduce Kizayis.
Yeah,
Alan?
Yeah, but does that work for the Ketoros on Yom Kippur, which is
I only try to mention that, you know, just as a beispiel, you know, just to try to, you know, I just for those who were in my Derech Aliva class, you know, to try to remind yourself of what we spoke about. Remember, we spoke about that there's a difference in the Rambam between Chutz and Zoros. Then in the case of Chutz, the Rambam says, or at least he implies very strongly, Mistimus Lashono, that he's chayev misa v'dei shemayim for chutz on haktoras haktores of a kezias worth. When he gets to zaros, the Rambam says explicitly that he's only going to be chayev misa v'dei shemayim if the zar takes melo chofnov, and kezias is not enough. Why is it then in yotze, meaning in chulin, in kodshim bachutz, the Rambam requires a nothing more than a kezias. So we try to suggest that there are two different definitions here. There's a definition of avoda and a definition of haktorah. As far as haktorah is concerned, that's achilus mizbeach. A kezias worth is enough. But if we're talking about hilchas avoda, then at least as far as ketoros and yom kippur, you need what? A full malo chofna. And that's why the Rambam differentiates between kodshim bachutz and zorus. In kodshim bachutz, the Rambam is going to hold that all you need is a maisak torah bachutz. So the maisak torah would be enough, a kezias worth. But if you're talking about an avoda bachutz, in the case of zorus, where he replaces the avoda of the kohen with his own avoda, then it's not going to be considered an avoda in the case of ketores on Yom Kippur unless he does melo chofnov. That was a shtickle talk from Moshe Soloveitchik. If anybody remembers what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about it yesterday.
It was just yesterday. It seems like a week ago. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
But what if you can be mafagalet on talking about ketores shows line ifnim.
So, for example, if you were talking about a machsheves pigul in ketores,
yeah,
in haktoras haktoras, here I would introduce the concept of haktorah. And now, instead of requiring, as the Rambam does in Zoros, a full Moloch Chafdov, I would say, as the Rambam requires in the case of Kachim Machutz, only a Kezayis worth. Why? Because when we talk about Pigel, we're introducing a whole new concept here. It's not Pigel B'Toras Avoda, which again is I recognize the Pigel B'Toras Avoda. I don't want anybody walking out of this class saying to me that there's no Pigel B'Toras Avoda. In the case of Zrikas Adam, Machutz, I'm sorry, Chutz Zvanu, that's going to be Pigel on an Avoda. But what I want you to emphasize here, and that's what Reb Chaim is pointing at, is that there's another additional category of Pigel, and that's called Pigel on the Achila, meaning on the Akhtara. And there, we can talk about Kezayis. Now we get to the case of Mincha, and ask ourselves the question, well, what is Pigel in a Mincha? Is it a Machsheves Chutz on Haktoras HaKomets VaLavona B'Toras Zrika B'Toras Avoda, or is it a Machsheves Chutz to be Mefagel B'Toras Achilas HaMizbeach and Haktora? The Nachkamina is going to be if he has a Machshava only on a Kezayis. If you're talking about Hilchas Avoda, Reb Chaim claims you cannot qualify for an Avoda just because you were Machtir on the Mizbeach and Kezayis worth. But if you're talking about Hilchos Haktora, then Haktora part of the Emurim in the case of Zvokim, or Haktora part of the Komet / Lavona in the case of Mincha, would be considered Haktora. And if it would be considered Haktora, then a Machshava on a Kezayis worth, B'Toras Haktora, which i.e. equals what? Achilas Mizbeah, that itself would be Mefagelas. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. And all this is based on a diuk in the Rambam, in which the Rambam equates a Kometz and Lavona with what? With Aktaras Imurim. Well, what was bothering the Rambam that he should mention Aktaras Imurim? So Reb Chaim says there must have been something, thorn in his side that bothered the Rambam that he had to introduce Aktaras Imurim. Your paradigm for Pigel should be Zrikas Adam. And there's no doubt that the Kometz and Lavona is Zrikas Adam. I mean, again, it's not exactly Zrikas Adam, but it parallels Zrikas Adam. So why did the Rambam feel compelled to establish the parallel of Haktor Siburim? And the answer is because Haktor Siburim introduced a whole new category of Pigel. What kind of Pigel? Not Hilchas Avoda, but Hilchas Achilus Mizbeach. Oh, if this Pigel of Chutz Zvano and Achilus Mizbeach, now I have right to introduce what? A Kezayis. So a Kezayis becomes a Haktorah. And now the Rambam has another Chiddush to boot, that if you're talking about a Kezayis worth Haktorah, then I can theoretically imagine a Machsheves Pigul on half of a Kezayis. If what? If the half of Kezayis could become a Haktorah. How could a half of Kezayis become a Haktorah? So the Rambam came up with the Metzius. How? He has a Machshava on half of a Kezayis of Kometz and a half of a Kezayis of Lavona, and now I can set up a Machsheves Pigel that's constituted by an integration, a synthesis of two half Zesim. And why? Because in Haktara, again, similar to Emurim, in the case of a Mincha, that Haktara is the combination of what? Of Kometz and Lavona. Rav Moshe, give me a few minutes here, because now the thought occurs to me that perhaps we can set up a Haktara of a Chatzi Zayis. And here I want to introduce two sugyas. One sugya is in Masechta Yuma, and the other sugya is in Masechta Menachos. Let's see in what order we should do this. Let's talk about Menachos first. If we could open up to Menachos Daf Nun Ches, I'll say it in English just in case it's easier, so I don't have to repeat myself. 58, okay, 58A, okay, and here we have a machlokas between Abai v'Rava regarding an Iser Lav. If somebody could open up a Chumash to Vayikra Perek Beis, you'll see that the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Alright, so listen Balpeh. I mean, again, it's Torah Shavuksav, but listen Balpeh. The Torah says, Kol Mincha Asher Takrivu Lashem Lo Taseh Chometz Ki Kol Si'or V'chol Dvash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Ishei Lashem. And the Torah prohibits us from bringing chometz, meaning leaven, on the Mizbeach, and for that you get Malkus. And the question is, how large is this piece of leavened bread that he's bringing as chametz on his back, and he gets a chiyuv malchus for that? Omar Abaye wants to say the following. Okay, now wait a second. In order to appreciate Abaye, we have to go a little bit earlier on the daf Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, I'll tell you where this Tanur Rabbanan is. If you're counting from the bottom of the Amud, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. On Nunches Amud Aleph. Alan, you're looking on Amud Beis, so you're...
No, I'm looking at Memches also.
Oh, well, I don't know if we're going to get to Memches, but let's focus for the time being on Nunches.
Okay,
58.
Amud Aleph.
Omen Aleph, and if you can count up from the bottom about 10 lines, you get to Tanur Rabbanan. How many lines did I say it was? I don't want to count it again.
I think it's 10.
10. Oh, 10 is a good number.
Slightly above the Chetzi and Tosfot.
Yeah.
The last word.
So this is the Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan. We have a Braisa. Sa'or Bal Taktiru. The Torah says that Lo Sase Chometz. You're not allowed to bring a Haktara of Si'or, of Chometz, on the Eish, on the Mizbech. Enli Ela Kulo. I would only know that you're chayav, you're liable, if you burn on the Mizbech the entire measure of the Lechem. Okay, we're going to have to see what that means. Miktsaso Minayin. What if, would he violate the law if he brought a portion, a partial leavened bread onto the Mizbeah? Tamalomer kol. Let's go back to the post again. It says, kol ha-mincha. I'm sorry. That's the ratio of the post. The safe of the post is more critical for us. It says, l'tasa chometz ki kol si'ar. Kol si'ar. An extra word, kol. Lo saktiru mimena. Then isra aktar of si'ar on kol si'ar. Okay, now I'm not sure if we have to learn the next part of the braisa for our purposes. I'll just mention it in passing. The Gemara wants to know what happens if you have a mixture of chametz and matzah. We call that a taroves, and he burns that on the mizbeach. Tamalomer ki kol. There were two extra words in the pasuk. Not only to say kol siar, it says ki kol siar, and that extra ki is coming to be marbe even a case of taroves. Fine. But we want to focus now on miktsas. What's miktsas? At what point do you violate the law because of miktsas? Omar Abaye Hachikom. This is what the Braisa has in mind. Si'ar bal taktiru eimli ela kezayis. I might think that you only violate this law if you are maktir a kezayis worth. Because again, haktar means achilus mizbeach, and ein achilah Pachas mi kezayis. Chatzi zayis mi nolan. Abai says, how do I know that he's chayiv malchus if he burns on the mizbeach a chatzi zayis of siar? Tamalomer kol. And the extra word kol is coming to teach you that you're chayiv for less than a kezayis in the case of siar. And Rava disagrees. Yeah, I'm skipping the part about Eruv. He says, the word Eruv here means tarovas. He says, Rava Omar Hachikamai. This is what the Brisa means. Si'ar Baltak Tiru Ainli Ela Kometz. I might think that he's only Chayav if he took a Kometz's worth, a volume of a Kometz, and he burnt it on the Mizbeach, and it was Kometz. It was Sa'ar. Chatzi Kometz Minalan. How do we know that half a Kometz on the Mizbeach also, with Si'ar, generates this, the Aveira of the Lav. Talmud Lomar Kol. The Maika Mifligi. Okay, that's where we want to start here. The Maika Mifligi should be at the very end of the daf.
Why don't they just say Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah?
But Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah is not enough to set up Malkus. Now we want to know if you're Chayv Malkus.
All right.
Oh. So the Maika Mifligi, the last line on daf, Nun Ches Amin Aleph. Abai Sovar Yesh Kometz Pachos Mishnei Zaysin. That as far as the Torah of Anochos is requiring the Haktorah of a Kometz, it doesn't have to be Shnei Zaysin. It could be a smaller volume. The Torah doesn't require a certain volume of Kometz, according to Abai. And Yesh Haktorah Pchusa Mikizayas. Therefore, I can burn on the Mizbeach less than a Kizayas worth. And it would be considered a Haktorah. This is pretty wild, Rabosai. We've been assuming until this point that Haktorah, which is Achilus Mizbeach, requires a minimum of what?
Kizayas.
Of a Kizayas. Here, Abai is introducing a Chatzi Zayas. So, in other words, although if you only had the Pasuk Lo Saktiru, Abai would agree without the extra word kol that you would require Haktorah of a Kizayas. Here, in the case of Si'ar, with the lav of Haktorah Si'ar, in the case of a leavened piece of bread, the Torah added the word kol to teach me that even if you have Pachas Mikizayas of Si'ar, you're Chai of Malkus.
Down to what? What's the minimum?
Doesn't seem there's any minimum at all.
To a kol shiru.
Even a kol shiru. Rava Amar Ein Kometz Pachas Mishnei Zaysim. So now if the Torah adds the word kol in the case of Si'ar, then it means any Haktorah. Even though again, for Haktorahs HaKometz, you require for the mitzvah of Kometz, you require at least Shnei Zaysim. But when the Torah prohibits a Haktorah of Si'ar, that's already kol Si'ar. Kol Si'ar means split it in half. So the minimum shear for Haktorahs Haktorah HaKometz was Shnei Zaysim. Now the Torah is saying for the violation of Haktorah Si'ar, split it in half. Now if you split it in half, what are you left with? A Kizayas, a minimum of Kizayas. So the Gemara says, Rava Sover, Ein Kometz Pachus Mishnei Zaysim, V'ein Haktorah Pchuso Mikizayas. So the word kol can only split the Haktorah in half. The Haktorah was Shnei Zaysim, and therefore half of two Zaysim is one Zayas. That's the minimum shear for violating the Isur of Haktorahs Si'ar. But it comes out, Rabosai, that at least according to Abaye, we have a basis, a source, if you will, for defining Haktorah as less than a Kizayas. Again, I only know it in the case of Si'ar and the violation of the law because the Torah added the word kol, but at least, you know, we've broken new ground over here. Who would even dream that we could talk about Haktorah of less than a Kizayas? But the Torah says, Chiddush in Si'ar, that you can be Makter or Si'ar Yichayv Malkus, even less than a Kizayas. And in the Gemara's language, Yesh Haktorah, Pchusa mi Kizayas. And this Rabosai is going to touch on a different sugya Menachos, which I have here also on the Maror Mekomos page, and that's Menachos Chavav Amid Beis. You may remember that I had mentioned this earlier. If you could just file this for a minute, don't close the page. But on Chavav Amid Beis, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, in order to appreciate where this machlokas is coming from, let's turn to the Mishnah on Chavavim and Aleph. We only need a few words in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah there on Chavavim and Aleph says that...
Only a few words in the Mishnah.
Right, it's a small Mishnah, but even from the small Mishnah, I only need four words. And that's the last four words of the Mishnah. Hiktir kumtza pe'amim ksheira. If he's marked to the Ktores, I'm sorry, if he's marked to the Kometz, Pa'amim, or maybe it means Pa'amayim, I don't know, I'm not sure how to vocal, how to, what's the word, punctuate. What's it called?
No.
So it says Pa'amayim, and the Mishnah says Kshera. So what does that mean, pamayim? In other words, he does two different acts of haktara. He doesn't bring the entire korban at one time. He divides it into two parts, and he offers them on the mizbeach separately. So the Gemara is now going to try to analyze that part of the Mishnah. So now we're on Chavav Amud Beis, and you'll see if you count down. Well, I can't count down, but you see a Tosfos Kometz.
Yeah.
So a little bit above that, you'll see two dots. Can you find that?
Yep.
And right before the two dots, you'll see the four words before the two dots. Yesh haktar p'chusa mikizayis. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, when it says hiktir kumtza pa'amayim, what does it mean, pa'amayim? No, I think I made a mistake here. Forget about Tosus Dibra Maskel Komen. Sorry. What I meant to say was Tosus Dibra Maskel Yesh.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. My mistake. Yeah, so if you have the Tosus Dibra Maskel Yesh, drop down about three lines and you'll see the two dots. Those are the two dots I had in mind.
I'm not sure.
Okay then? Sometimes I see too many dots. That's my problem. So it says, Hiktir Kumtza
Pa'amayim.
I'm very dati. Hiktir Kumtza Pa'amayim Kshera. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Pa'amayim Velo Pa'amei Pa'amayim. Maximum number of times that you could divide up the comments is only to divide it in half and be makter it twice. You can't divide it up into three portions because then you will be exceeding the allowance of Pa'amayim. Pa'amayim means two, but not pa'amei pa'amayim, not a third time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, pa'amayim v'afilu pa'amei pa'amayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he can be marked to the comments even in three parts, three different portions. My Beinayu, what's the argument all about? Omer Abzera, yesh comments pachos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktar p'chusim ikazayis, ika Beinayu. What they're arguing about is the principles that we saw earlier in Abai V'Rava. And if you go like, you remember Abai's Shita was that there's such a thing as being maktir a komets of less than two zesim and you're still makai in the midst of the mincha. Mm-hmm. If we split that in half, that was the case of Siar. Abai says that you're left with less than a kezias, because half of less than two zesim is half is less than a kezias, and you're still going to be chai faktora in the case of Sior, because yesh haktora p'chusa mikezias. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi here, on Daf Chavavim in Beis, in terms of how you do the avodas hakometz, he's going to allow you to do it in how many parts?
Three.
No, you think I was trying to mislead you. That I do with my grandchildren, but I wasn't trying. No, you can only divide it, says Rav Shuvan Levi, to maximum of what? Pa'amayim. He takes the Mishnah literally. Pa'amayim below Yosef. And he holds that what? Ein komets pachos mishnei zesim, like Rava that we discussed. And therefore, ein haktar p'chusa mikizayis. So the maximum, or shall I say the minimum, the barest minimum of Akhtara, where, if you remember, Rava said as far as the Averis Alav and the Chiv Malkus for Akhtara's Sior was a Kezayis, here in the case of the Avodas HaKometz, of Akhtara's HaKometz, okay, you can divide it into two parts, each part will have a Kezayis, because that's what happens when you have two Zesim. But less than a, you know, if you divide up into three parts and you started with two zesim, you're going to be left with less than a kezayis for each haktara. And there's ein haktar p'chusim kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, yesh komets v'pachos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktara p'chusim kezayis. Because once you say that the requirement of komets is less than two zesim, then half of that is less than a kezayis, and therefore yesh haktar p'chusa mikezayis. So what we thought was a far flung sheet of Abaye now turns out to be the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, And that this is going to boggle our minds over here, because now we come to the conclusion that there's such a thing as Haktorah Pachas Mikazayis. That's going to have tremendous implications, because we spoke about Pigul or Machshava Poselis, and we said the minimum amount of Machshava on the Achilo or the Haktorah would have to be a shear of Kizayis. And we basically said that in Menachos, like in Zvachim, but in Zvachim we're talking about what? Haktoras Eimurim, which is Achilas Mizbeach, and we said that therefore you could be Chayav in Zvachim. That was the mission that we started with today. On Daf Chav Vav, what was it? Chav Zayin Amid Beis. That mission established that if you have a Machshava of Haktoras Eimurim on a Kezayis worth, Chutzim Zvano Chutzim Koma, that would pass or make Pigol. And in the case of Menachos, and that's where we spent all that time with Reb Chaim and the Rambam, we came to the conclusion that a Machshava Poselis of Pigul in Menachos for the Kometz Levona would have to be a minimum of a Kezayis, and that's okay. I'm able to accept a minimum of Kezayis because the Rambam classifies Kometz and Levona as Haktaras Eimurim. And Haktaras Eimurim, we said, which is Achilas Mizbeach, we introduce a Kezayis. But now we're going further, because according to Abaye, and maybe Abaye is standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yochanan, who came way before him, there is such a thing as Haktorah of Pachas Mikezayis. If there's Haktorah of Pachas Mikezayis, and we're equating Haktorah in the case of Kometz and Mincha with Haktoras Eimurim in the case of Zvachim, then we could come to the odd conclusion, the untenable conclusion, that you could have Machshavas Pigul for a Haktorah of less than a Kezayis, Chutz Zmano. And if we how far are we going to go with this? Because if we go one step further, we're really in deep trouble in hot water, because we're going to apply that even to Achilas HaKometz, right? There's no Achilas Levoda, but Achilas HaKometz. And we can talk about Haktorah of less than a Kezayis, and therefore you could have an Achilah of less than a Kezayis. So what I'd like you to do now is to open up the Nefesh Tova. Okay, I'm going to tell you what page it's on in mine. You'll have to shift it around, because the Os is going to be... Sorry, just give me a second here. The Os is going to say Kuf Pei Zion on it. I'm going to write that on the blackboard, so you don't have to ask me. Kuf Pei Zion. Sammy, what page are we on? Again, in my version, it's page tough. Tough Memzvav, I think it is. What is it? Reish Tet. Wait, something's going fluky here. Are you in the second half of volume one?
No.
Okay. So fast forward. It's almost at the end of the book. You know, the book is divided into two parts, and then he starts every parak. This book is dedicated to the first two chapters of Zvav. When he gets to the second chapter, he goes back to Os Al.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking for Os Kuf Pei Zion in Parak Sheni. When you'll find on the top of the page, it should say Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Do you find such a thing? You just have to tell me what page it's on. This is the Os. This is the volume.
Tet Nun Hey.
Tet.
Tough
Nun Hey.
Tough Nun Hey.
Okay.
Which paragraph?
Oh. So see if you can find the paragraph. Again, it might not be on the same page, because we're not going to start from the beginning of this very long os. Actually, it's honestly it's towards the end of this os, and you should find a paragraph that says. Just give me a second here. No, my mistake. Cross out what I just said. It's towards the very beginning of this os. It should be the second paragraph on this os. Vehine isa miyuma. Okay. Tough Nun Hey. So this was good. I mean, we fell into it. Okay? So this is the page number. Amud Tough Nun Hey. Good? And we did this 2 days ago. Correct. We didn't do it yesterday because I promised you that I would finish this up next time we got together, which turns out to be Thursday. No, right. Turns out to be Wednesday. Right? Monday, Wednesday. Let me get that straight. Monday, Wednesday. Okay. So we have the Beis HaLevi's Chiddush. Let's go over it very, very quickly. The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Yoma that each Kohen, when they divvied up the Lechem Mishnah, got how much? Kippul. Which means a very small portion of the Lechem Aponim. A lot less than a Kezias. And the Beis HaLevi, who was the Brisker Rav, he was the Rav of Brisk. But usually when we say the Beis HaLevi, when we say the Brisker Rav, we mean his grandson. But that's just the way the jargon was. So he was the Rav of Brisk. He has a marvelous, revolutionary chiddush here that in Achilas Kodshim, the mitzvah is that the Kodshim should be eaten. So we could gather together a bunch of Kohanim and divvy it out in smaller portions. Each Kohen is going to get less than a Kezias, but at the end of the day, the Kodshim is going to be eaten. And that's the way you make the mitzvah. So, for example, in the case of Lechem Aponim, imagine each Kohen gets a Kippul Alava, that's a minuscule amount. Okay, there were certain miracles that took place way back in the time of Shimon HaTzadik. But forget about Shimon HaTzadik right now. He's gone. So, you know, when you walk out of there with a pull of love on, you know, it's worth of you know, you think to yourself, oh, this can't be a mitzvah. I don't even feel satiated. But the answer is that basically it is a mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah is on the nechal and not on the ochel. Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So I'm just reminding you. So where we got up to was, in this particular siman, was the paragraph that starts Ulechora.
Okay.
So let me just give you the background to the next paragraph here, which is called Ulechora. Are we still on page Tafnun Hay?
Yes.
Okay, we're still on Tafnun Hay. And the background to this paragraph is the following. That when we get to Pigul, and we're talking about Pigul on Achilas Adam in this case. Again, we had so many various permutations, but let's say on Achilas Adam, what was the minimum shear of Achilas Chutzuzmano to generate Pigul?
Kezias.
A Kezias. Why? Because no Achilas Pachas be Kezias. Well, that's not true anymore. Now we're in the post-Beis HaLevi era. And the Beis HaLevi was now Machadish that as far as Achilas Kodshim is concerned, there's an Achilas even less than a Kezias. So therefore, what happens if the Machshavas HaPigul of Chutzuzmano was on a pull? He said, I'm going to take out a little piece of this carbon and I'm going to eat it tomorrow. According to the Brisker Rav, meaning the Beis HaLevi, we should come out with the following conclusion. That should be a Machshavas HaPigul. But the Mishnah says explicitly here on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis that the minimum amount of Machshava on the Achila of Chutzuzmano has got to be a Kezias worth. So that's the introduction to this paragraph, Ulach Ora. And he says, Sarech Lomar, do you have that? Dishir Kezias, de Be'inon v'machsheves achilus, pigul v'mishum, de maisa achilu lo havi, rak b'kezias, u'pochus v'zelo mikri, maisa achilu. So now we're differentiating between the kiyuma mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah. There's something called a maisa mitzvah, which is called achilu. Right, for example, if I were to ask you, what if the Kohen, or that's in Kochim Kochim, or the Yisrael, in Kochim Kochim, what if he eats it when it's boiling hot, or when he swallows it in a very unusual way? So that's called an Achilu Shalom Kedaka. That would not be a mitzvah. So we need what's called a Mais Achilu. That's okay, but the only problem is that when you talk about a Mais Achila in universal terms in Halacha, then you require how much? A Kezias. So it's true. According to Beis HaLevi, even if the Kohen eats Kippul of the Kodshim, that's a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. But as far as a Mais Achila, what would the Kohen have to eat in order to generate a Mais Achila? He needs a Kezias. Clear?
Yes.
Comes along Pigul and says that Pigul is not on the Kiyuma Mitzvah, which would be even Kippul in the case of Kodshim, but on the Achila. As a Mais Achila, therefore you need what? A Kezias. Now we're okay, except for one problem. Because when we get to Akhtaras Haimurim, there in Akhtaras Haimurim, we said that the whole halach of pigul is a derivative from Achilas Adam. Now, if in Achilas Adam your criterion is not the cube, right, which would be even a pull, but rather the Mais Achila, which requires a Kezias, well, let's apply the same conceptual framework to Haktaras Haimurim. According to Rava, I'm sorry, scratch that, according to Abaye, standing perhaps on the shoulders of Rabbi Yochanan before him, what kind of Maisa would constitute a Maisa Haktara? What shear? And the answer is, Pachos Mikazayis, Yesh Haktara, Pchuso Mikazayis. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I can take a Kometz Levona, divided up into how many parts?
Three.
Everybody see that? Three parts. And it means that one of those three parts, or maybe all of those three parts, would be less than a kezias, and I could burn that on the mizbeach. When am I mekayim the mitzvah of haktara? Only after I finish up the entire Kometz Levona. All three parts. All three segments, we'll call them. But at what point did I have a Maisak Torah, says Rabbi Yochanan? Each part, each segment independently. Why? Because in the Maisak Torah, Yesh HaKtara Pchusa Mikazayas. No. Now let's go back. What's our criterion for Pigel? Is it going to be the Maisa or the Kiyum? It's going to be the Maisa, and I'll prove it to you. Because otherwise, why in the case of Achilas Adam, the Pigel has to be on a Kezias? The Kiyum is even on less than a Kezias. The answer is my criterion is Achila. Now, what's the parallel to Achila in terms of Haktaras Haimurim? In the case of Menachos, it's going to be Haktaras, Kometz Levona. And in the case of Zvachim, it's going to be Haimurim. Now you want to know what is the shear, the minimum shear, for a Machsheves Pigel. The answer is going to be the Maisa. What's the Maisa in Haktaras Haimurim that parallels Achila? Haktara. No, how much do I have to need? How much do I have to get onto the Mizbeach and burn something? And implement a Maisa Haktara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, all I need is what? Pachas Mikazayis. No, if Pachas Mikazayis, then Machshev is Pigel in the case of Haktaras Haimurim, or for that matter, in the case of Menachos, as far as the Haktara of the Kometz Levona should be on the Pachas Mikazayis. And yet we saw the Mishnah in Menachos, which is exactly parallel to our Mishnah in Zvachim, that requires a full Kazayis. Forget about the Mishnah in Menachos. Let's just learn the Mishnah here in Zvachim again that we started today. The Mishnah says, oh, Lahaktir Miksas Haimurim. What's Miksas Haimurim? So the Mishnah spells that out. That's a Kezias. Why do I need a Kezias? If I'm defining a Mais HaKtara, then Yesh HaKtara Chuso Mikezias. So I had this on Monday, but only vaguely. You know, I didn't have a klar, as we say. Now I have a klar. The cash is clear. So he answers the following. Now, in order to find the answer, you'll take a look at the end of this paragraph, L'chora, and you'll see the word ulam. Okay, that's going to be hard to find because you don't have the same tzuras adaf that I do, unfortunately. I have to correct that somehow.
Ulam is the next page. It's the next time.
Okay, so you have the word ulam yesh lechalik?
Yes, no, yesh shirotza
below. Oh, no, so then we're not...
Yesh lechalik.
Yeah, ulam yesh lechalik. See if you can find that. Okay.
9:10.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, he says the following. His goal is to reach the following objective. This is his target goal. That in Hilchas Pigul in Haktara, meaning Mizbeach, everything is going to be determined by the kiyum. Okay? Whereas in Hilchas Pigul, as far as Achilas Adam, everything is determined by the Maisa. And he says the following. although you're right, there could be a Haktar according to Rabbi Yochanan and later on according to Abaye with Pachas Mikazayis, but that's called a Maisa Haktar. The key of Haktar requires a minimum of a Kazayis. And in Hilchas Pigul, when we talk about Haktar Se Murim, what we need is a cube of again, in Pigul, again, it's the opposite of what the Kiyum would be, but basically Pigul means that there's a Machsheves Chutzes Mano on a Kiyum Haktorah. A Kiyum Haktorah. A Kiyum Haktorah requires a Kezias. So, for example, if let's say you had a Levona, what's it called, a Kometz Levona that had in it, let's say, 1.5 Zaysen, correct? And you would divide that into two parts. Each part would have, what, 3/4 of a kezias, if I got my math correct? Then Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to do that because each one is a mais haktar, but the kiyum haktar would only be achieved once you hit the magic number of a kezias. And machsheves pigul, the flip side of haktara as a kiyum, would require machshev of chutzes mano on a full kezias worth. The chiddush of Achilas Adam is that in Achilas Adam we have a concept called a kium, but that kium of a kapul is generated by Achila. In other words, even though it would not constitute the universal definition of Maisa Achila, but in Kachim, because there's a kium of kapul, then the kapul, when you multiply it by the entire entourage of all the kohanim, will finally end up with the kachim being necholim. So we have achila. The chiddush here is that in achilas kachim, we can set up that achila by combining all the achilas together of all the kohanim into one colossal achila. And even though each kohen is only eating kapul, but nevertheless, we have halach of a maisa achila. The maisa achila now is going to be constituted by an integration of many different kohanim. But if that be the case, then your criterion is going to be a maisa achila. So even when you're looking at the kiyum haktara, and you could say that well, maybe there's a kiyum haktara on less than a kezias, but that's only because the kiyum haktara was clinched by a maisa achila. And the Maisa Achila here is going to be when the entire this. So therefore, the Shear of Kezias is going to be universal both to Achilas Adam, again, Pigul I'm talking about, both to Achilas Adam and to Haktara Sein Murim, meaning Achilas Mizbeach. And why? Well, for one simple reason, because the Kiyum Haktara in Haktara Sein Murim depends upon a Kezias. And a Maisa Achila, which is going to generate the kiyum carbon of Achila, the kiyum of Achila's kachim and the carbon and the gufa nefal, is also a result of a Maisa Achila, and that's going to generate a requirement of a kezayis. So we arrive at a kezayis in both cases through different venues. We arrive at a kezayis in the case of Achila's Adam through the venue of a Maisa Achila that ultimately will generate a kiyum in the gufishal karma, even though each kohen didn't implement that maisa achila, but we were able to integrate them all because of the nethal of the kohen. In the case of Haktara Sein Murim, once again, we're going to set up this criterion called kezias, but it's not going to be based on a definition of a maisa achtara, because the maisa achtara would be less, but on the kiyum achtara. And the kiyum achtara, which now he says, chutzus mano, I'm going to be makayim this Haktara Sein Murim tomorrow, that's on a kezias, because only even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the kiyum of this mitzvah of haktara is only achieved when you have a kezias. So, Blin Eder, if you get a chance, look over this. I want to take this opportunity to wish Sammy a successful trip. I mean, we'll miss you a lot, but I'm happy that you stayed this late, because I think last year you left even earlier, no? If I remember correctly. What do you say?
Just came back.
Oh, you came back. Oh, it's the same at the time. It's just... All right.